This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open, then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Budruk in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. The Repealing and Amending Act 2025 was passed in the recently concluded winter session of the Parliament. The Act aims to simplify the country's legal framework by repealing obsolete and redundant laws and marking targeted amendments to select existing statutes. Under the Act, 71 obsolete acts from 1886 to 2023 have been repealed that were redundant and no longer relevant from the statute book. The four core laws, including Code of Civil Procedure, General Clauses Act, Succession Act and Disaster Management Act, are also amended under the Act to make legislation clearer and more consistent with present-day administration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparahwa Relics related to Lord Buddha at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi tomorrow. The exposition brings together for the first time the Piparahwa relics repatriated after more than a century with authentic relics and archaeological materials from Piparahwa that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi and the Indian Museum, Kolkata. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, launched two versions of the national song Vande Mataram at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. These are the first of 25 planned musical renditions by Akashvani and were digitally released to mark the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the CEO said, "This commemoration is an opportunity for the people to rededicate themselves to the nation by listening and also understanding the various aspects of this song."
Vande Mataram was composed during our freedom struggle. And as part of the freedom struggle, it became not only a song, but a symbol of our independence movement. People adopted this song not only as a song, but also as a slogan, but also as a salutation.
In Switzerland, 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the Le Constellation Bar in Crans Montana Ski Resort in Valais Canton on New Year's Eve. According to the police, seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities. Authorities are investigating the cause but have ruled out an attack. Swiss President Guy Parmelin postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to victims and their families. The government has debunked a social media account claim that the government has imposed an 85% tax on bank transactions exceeding 10 lakh rupees. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed that the claim is fake and income tax is levied only on income, not on transactions. PIB has also urged citizens to stay cautious of such fake claims and rely only on official sources of information. And that is the end of this news bulletin.